Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Hey, y'all, watching this on 680news.com. This is 680's music reporter, Rudy Blair. We are here, Ontario Place, Wham Bam, second year. And a gentleman who was actually part of the first Wham Bam last year is sitting right here next to me, Danny Fernandez. Danny, always good seeing you, man.
Always good to see you too, Rudy.
What was it like for you last year to be part of this great show?
It was crazy. It was awesome, actually. There's like thousands of people screaming, singing your music, and it was just, I got to meet all the performers, and it was just awesome.
You know, what is it like for you? I mean, your family creating lots of music for lots of fans, when they're coming to you and you're saying, wow, thank you, because your music has inspired me to do this, or your music has brought me memories like this.
It's a great feeling, because making the music is also is a big part of it. I mean, I make music that I relate to, and I'm sure there's people out there who have the same issues, or whether it's a breakup or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, there's people out there that will relate to the music, and it's a good feeling to know that they actually listen to it like that. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I think what's really exciting is something that your family is doing. We get to see an inside look with your family.
Yeah,
you guys are doing a reality show.
Yeah, we are.
What made you guys decide that it was time to open up to the fans in this kind of genre?
Because people think me and my brother, like my career had a lot to do with my brother, and it didn't. You know what I mean? We just want to show people what we really do on a day-to-day basis. And it's not hard to do our... It's not easy to do our job. You know what I mean? So we just want to show people how hard we work and get a little bit more respect.
You know, the thing is, you guys do work really hard, and you guys are so humble. Like, we're doing this interview right now. If you could spin right over there, there are fans over here who are actually waiting to talk to Danny. When you know you've got fans like this who are so dedicated to you, I mean, that's got to be inspiring for you too.
It's very inspiring. I mean, I just showed up. I hit up Mocha, I hit up Maury. I'm like, yo, I'm coming through the show. And they're like, all right, cool. And as soon as I walked in, people started going crazy. And it feels good to be recognized, you know what I mean? Like, for the hard work that I do put in.
And because you're such a hard worker, can I guess you're already working on new music?
I am. New album, which will be out next year.
Cannot wait for that, my friend. Cannot wait. Website, Twitter, where can we follow
Twitter, you? Twitter, Danny Fernandez. Website, DannyFernandez.com.
Always a pleasure speaking with you,
Thank
sir.
Thank you very much.
You see, that's why this man, again, one of the hardest working gentlemen in this business. And the best part about it is like, no matter what he puts out, it's good music. You always got to check out what Danny Fernandez is doing. And let's cross fingers we can get him back here for next year for Wham Bam. You think we can do it?
We can do it, for sure.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. This is 680's music reporter, Rudy Blair, here at Ontario Place for Wham Bam.